he saw a woman whose name is wickedness put inside of a basket or an ephah, which is a symbol for commerce in that day. And she is to be contained, if you will, inside this basket. And one of these days, God in His sovereignty is going to let her out of the basket. And where is she going to go? She is going to go right back to Shinar. Well, what's going to happen at Shinar? Commerce will be resurrected there. And the scripture is very clear that a house will be built for her. The word translated house in Hebrew is the word temple. Temple is the same word that David built for God. A house or temple is a symbol for religion. So what is Zechariah 5, verses 5 through 11 saying? It's saying in God's sovereignty, wickedness, commerce, and the center of religion is going to be located where? In the land of Shinar. The land of Shinar is where the Tower of Babel stood. Genesis 11 and verse 2. The only other reference I know of in the Old Testament to Shinar is Daniel 1 and verse 2. Daniel 1 and verse 2 is very clear that that's where the children of Israel went for the 70-year captivity. So where the Garden of Eden is, or once stood, is the same place where the Tower of Babel stood, is the same place where the children of Israel went into captivity for 70 years. And if I'm understanding all of this correctly, it's the exact same place that's going to be the headquarters of the Antichrist one world system in modern day Iraq. Again, going back to Genesis 11 and verse 1, I think it is, or verse 2, Shinar was the location of the Tower of Babel. Just as a reminder, what is Shinar? Shinar is that area between the rivers, Mesopotamia, modern day Iraq, sometimes called Babylonia. By the way, who is that woman in the basket? That woman in the basket looks a lot to me like the harlot that's mentioned in Revelation 17. The woman is sitting in Zechariah 5. Well, that's what the woman's doing in Revelation 17. She's sitting on top of a seven-horned beast. There's an emphasis in commerce with the ephod, Zechariah 5. Well, there's a lot of emphasis in commerce in Revelation 18. The woman is named Wickedness, Zechariah 5. She's just called the mother of all harlots in Revelation 17 and verse 5. There's a focus on false worship. A house will be built for her in Shinar one day. Well, that's why the woman is called a harlot, referring to false religion in Revelation 17. The woman is taken to Shinar, Zechariah 5. The woman is called Babylon, another name for Shinar, in Revelation 17 and 18. I like what Arthur Pink says. He says, the vision of the prophecy, that's the Zechariah 5 prophecy, contains the germ, which is afterward expanded and developed in such detail in Revelation 17 and 18. The woman in the basket is the same woman that's described in Revelation 17, the mother of all harlots. Newton, in his commentary, or book on Babylon, says this, that this event predicted in this remarkable passage, Zechariah 5, remains still unaccomplished, is sufficiently evident from the fact that Zechariah, having prophesied after Babylon had received that blow under which it gradually waned, Zechariah lived after Babylon had passed into the hands of the Persians. See, people, what they like to do is they say, well, this prophecy has already been fulfilled. When Babylon fell in 539 BC, in which chapter of the Bible? Daniel 5. We have a little problem with that, though. That's the handwriting on the wall, Daniel 5. Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin, which was written on the wall. The problem is Zechariah had his vision in the second year of Darius, which would be 519 BC, 20 years after historic Babylon fell. You see that? Zechariah 5 cannot be talking about Daniel 5, because that vision was given 20 years after Daniel 5. So what you discover here is Zechariah 5 alongside the prophecies of Isaiah 13 and 14 and Jeremiah 50 and 51 are key pieces of evidence that the Holy Spirit has given us indicating that Babylon has to be rebuilt so it can be destroyed in the manner in which these prophets describe. So that takes us to clue number 4. And let's go, if we could, to the book of Revelation, chapter 9 and verse 14. This is the 6th trumpet judgment in the tribulation period. Revelation 9 and verse 14 says this, "One saying to the 6th angel who had the trumpet, release the 4 angels who are bound at the what? The great river Euphrates." Well, where is the great river Euphrates? It's one of those rivers in Shinar or Mesopotamia. Now let's go over to Revelation 16 and verse 12. This is bowl judgment number 6. This is right at the end of the tribulation period. And it says this, "The 6th angel poured out his bowl on the great river," the what? The Mississippi. Doesn't say that. "The Euphrates, and its water was dried up so that it would be prepared for the kings of the East." Have you ever done a word study on East in the Bible? People say, well, the East is China. Well, that might be true from our vantage point, but that's never how the Bible uses the word East. When the Bible uses the word East, it's always referring to Babylon. Did you know that? Genesis 2 verse 8 says the Garden of Eden, located between those rivers, the Euphrates and the Tigris, was in the east. Where was the Tower of Babel? In Shinar, also called the what? The east. The east of what? The east of the land of Israel. The east of the city of Jerusalem. Now, did you know that the Magi that were seeking after the Christ and the Christ child came from the east? Matthew 2 and verse 2 tells us that. Where were they coming from? They were coming from Babylon. Well, why were they coming from Babylon? Because they had prophetic clues. One of the clues they had is in the book of Numbers, chapter 24, verse 17, analogizing the coming of Christ to a star. That was a prophecy given by Balaam. Anybody want to take a wild guess as to what Balaam's hometown was? Deuteronomy 23 verse 4, Babylon or Mesopotamia. They also had Daniel's prophecy of the 70 weeks, which gives you the exact day that Jesus would ride into Jerusalem. Anybody want to take a guess as to where Daniel had that prophecy? Babylon. In fact, you remember what Nebuchadnezzar did with Daniel when he successfully interpreted the vision of the statue? He elevated him, it's right at the end of Daniel 2, into the ranks of the Babylonian Magi. So 600 years later, the Magi had access to Balaam's prophecy, Daniel's prophecy. They could put two and two together and they could figure out when and where Jesus was going to be born. Do you see that? And this is set up as a rebuke to first century Israel who had the full canon of Scripture and they couldn't figure it out. But the pagans in the east in Babylon could figure it out. You see that? So these Magi came from the east. So when it talks about in trumpet 6 and bowl 6 of the Euphrates River being dried up, to prepare the way for the kings of the east, what it is speaking of is in the east, the Antichrist is controlling the armies of the world. He's controlling the armies of the world from the east. Why is he controlling the armies of the world from the east? Because he's controlling the armies of the world from rebuilt Babylon. So that's yet another clue when you look at Revelation 9 verse 14. And Revelation 16 verse 12, that there has to be, in the end times, a literal, revived, rebuilt Babylon. Because these armies are coming from the east into the land of Israel. The Euphrates River, which is right there, has to be supernaturally dried up. That means the Antichrist must be controlling them somehow from that region in the east. So you put these clues together. We've looked at, what, four of them. And we haven't even gotten to Revelation 17 and 18, which is the key passage. But the Holy Spirit has given us a lot of evidence, hasn't He? That Babylon must be fully functioning in the end times.